This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a wonderful day to be in worship together, and I'm thrilled to welcome all of you who are joining us in the sanctuary and those who are joining us over live stream. The Spirit of Christ is among us as we worship today. And we have all sorts of wonderful things happening in this worship service and in the life of the congregation, and I want to share just a few announcements with you this morning. First, I would invite you to sign in and let us know that you're here. If you're in the sanctuary, there are registration pads on each row. And if you would sign in and let us know of your presence, if you're interested in knowing more about the church, if you're visiting and perhaps thinking about joining, you can sign in and share an email address or a mailing address, and that will give us a way to reach out to you. If you're worshiping online, you can sign up using the link that's provided there in the chat. We're going to try something new today in worship among our children. At the children's time, we're inviting all the children to come forward. And then those children who are 5 years old and younger will leave with Pastor Brandon and Pastor Maggie and go out the door to the chapel, Scales Chapel, just down the hall, to share in children's church and an opportunity for them to learn about church and to experience church in their own special way. And parents then would pick your children up at the chapel after the service is over. Our Teze service of worship is this evening at 5 o'clock. We invite you to join either in person or over live stream for this contemplative service of singing and prayer. As we gear up for the fall, many of our kids are getting back to school, and we are also starting up children's choirs here at West End. And if you want to, we'll have two options for children's choir, either in person or over Zoom. And you can go to our website and /children's choir to register your children for choir, or you can email Matt or Andrew. Next Sunday, the 22nd, there's a parent meeting for our youth ministry at 9:45 in the youth area. There will also be a Zoom option, and there'll be more information about that coming up soon. And finally, on September 12th, Pastor Aaron will be starting a new membership class. This is a 4-week class for those who are feeling called to move toward membership in the congregation. That will also be offered in person and over Zoom at two different times. So you can go to our website /membership to register for that class. So many ways to be together, to learn, to worship, to serve. And I'm so glad to be with you in this moment as we join Joshua and the Levites on the edge of the Jordan River as they begin to make their journey into the Promised Land. Let us open our hearts and minds to this ancient story and see how it speaks to us today.
we continue our trek to the Promised Land. We take steps of faith, trusting the waters will not overcome us. We trust in your covenant. You are with us. Let us come now before God with our confessions, with the assurance that who we are, that what we carry, is held within the God of perfect love, who knows us intimately, who cares for us deeply, and whose compassion and mercy has no end. God of covenant, we feel as if we have been wandering in the wilderness. We are tired and weary, waiting for change that seems to be too long delayed. Despite our fatigue, we come to worship today. You invite us to dip our feet into the waters of new life. Lead us beyond our anxiety, anger, and fear. Help us trust in your covenant with us as we continue our journey into the Promised Land. Remind us to reach for your hand, trusting that you are with us. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And now, as a forgiven and reconciled people, I invite you to exchange signs of reconciliation and love in whatever ways are comfortable and feel safe to you this morning. For those of you online, you may share those greetings in the chat or with those around you. The peace of Christ be with you.
The great joys of the church is the baptism of children. This morning, Anthony and Haley Hendren bring their daughter to God before the community of faith for baptism.
My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Anthony and Haley, I ask you now on behalf of the whole church these ancient questions of the faith. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
We do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people? And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? My friends in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in service with others. We will pray for her to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. And when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Haley and Anthony, what name have you given your daughter?
Ava Louise.
Ava Louise Hendren, I baptize you in the name of God, your Creator, Christ, your Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, your Comforter and Advocate. Amen. And now let's pray together for the gift of the Holy Spirit in Ava's life. Ava Louise, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your beautiful life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as you meet Ava Louise a little more closely this morning, I want you to know that this gown was made by her great-great-great-grandmother, whose husband was a Methodist pastor. And all of the women in the family, I think, have worn this gown at their baptism. And so we really appreciate multi-generational ministry here at this church. And we are so glad that you are coming along to keep this church moving forward into God's future. So we invite you to step forward and have this opportunity for us as a congregation to pray for you and welcome Ava.
Will the congregation please stand and face Ava Louise? Now it's our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Ava Louise to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Ava Louise, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A reading from the book of Joshua. Early in the morning, Joshua arose and set out from Shittim with all the Israelites, and they came to the Jordan. They camped there before crossing over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of your Lord God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from your place. Follow it, so that you may know the way you should go, for you have not passed this way before. If there shall be a space between you and it, a distance of about 2,000 cubits, do not come any nearer to it." Then Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." To the priest, Joshua said, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on in front of the people." So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went in front of the people. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is behind, that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing towards the sea of Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel was crossing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you.
I want to invite all of the children who are here to come and make your way forward. If you'd like, you can bring a parent as well. And if you're worshiping with us from home, to move a little bit closer to your screens. We've got these fun little carpet circles to help us spread out a little bit. If we can, there's the mouse, the fox, the penguin, giraffe.
I don't think we're going to have enough squares, but that's all right.
We're
just
good.
Come find
yeah.
a seat.
If they're all taken up, that's all right. Just come on up. It's wonderful to see all of you. What an exciting day. How many of you are starting at a new school or a new preschool or a new classroom this week? Yeah, lots of you starting in new places. Well, our Bible story is all about the Israelites, the people of God, who are going to live in a new place. And these guys who are on the front of the bulletin, did you see this picture? These are some of the priests, and they're carrying this thing called the Ark of the Covenant, which they felt like was a sign of God's presence. They're carrying the Ark in front of the people, so as they go into this new place, they'll know that God is with them. And so this morning, as you start school, and as our teachers start school and our parents start a whole new season, we wanted to give you something to carry with you as a reminder that God is with you. So Pastor Maggie's going to help us with those.
Yeah, so we want to pray this morning for everybody who's starting a new school year. Raise your hand if you've already started. Raise your hand if you start maybe next week. Anybody start next week? Yeah, some people still haven't started yet. But going back to school invites lots of big feelings, right? And they may be different for different people. Some people may be excited, some people may be nervous, or scared, or curious, or frustrated. So many different emotions. And you might even feel all of them at the same time, right? But God always goes with us. So we're going to give you this morning, everybody's going to get one of these little tags to hang on your backpack, or in your room, or wherever, as a reminder of God's love, for you and God's presence with you, and that God goes with you and before you. And it's also a reminder of how much we love you here at West End, and that we love you and we care for you and we're praying for you. And the tags this year say, be loved, be kind, be you. And that's our prayer for each of you, to be loved, to be kind, and to be you. So we're going to pray together for our students, our teachers, administrators, parents, and everybody who has different roles to play going back to school. So let's pray together. God of fresh starts and new beginnings, we bring ourselves and our big feelings before you. Last year was different than what we expected, and it looks like this one will be too. In all the changes and all the uncertainty, God, you are our friend. You comfort us and hold us close and wipe our tears. We carry many things with us to school. Backpacks, blank pages, sharpened pencils, crayons, books, and more. We also carry in our hearts big feelings, unanswered questions, and hopeful expectations. There are endless possibilities of what this new year might bring, of what we might learn, who we might meet, and who we might become. God, you are our friend who is always with us through it all. Be with us as we ride the bus. Be with us as we walk. Be with us as we buckle seatbelts, zip up jackets, and tie shoes. However we get there and whatever we wear, bless this journey into something new. For the grown-ups going back to school, God who is with us, be with them too. We give thanks for teachers, administrators, leaders, parents, caregivers in our schools, our church, and on our college campuses. Comfort them, hold them close, bless their journeys. May they know your love and care and the support of this congregation. God, our friend, who's full of wonder, fill their hearts and bless their hands. Bless us all this year, God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, everybody's going to get one of these.
Help me to hand some out?
Yep. Pastor Carol's going to help me hand some of these out.
Hand some out on this side. How about that? Mm-hmm. Here's this one. Do you like one? There you go. Oops. And now, kids who are five and under, to go to Children's Church, you want to go with Pastor Brandon right there.
3 to 5.
Oh, sorry, 3 and up.
Three to five.
3 to 5. 3 to 5. I just work here. Oh. 3 to 5. Oh, you've already got one. Here we go.
All right, everybody get one.
Did you get one? Everybody got one who wants one?
We got one friend.
This is so wonderful and exciting to see all of you. Okay.
That was really exciting to see all of those children. I think it's been a long time since we've had that many children up front. Praise God that we have the opportunity to see their faces and to pray with them and send them to school this new adventure with something that reminds them that we love them and God is with them. I don't know about you, but over the past year and a half of navigating this pandemic, I've watched a lot of movies. I made a list for myself of movies that I've wanted to watch, and it's just been hard to get around to watching them. And I'm gradually checking them off my list. One of the movies I watched last summer was a movie called Harriet. It came out in 2019, and it's about the life of Harriet Tubman. Did anyone else see that movie? It's really good. Our Sunday school teacher from last summer, Dr. Jimmy Bird, said that it was one of the most accurate accounts of her life, which is what inspired me to watch it. And as I've thought about and reflected on that movie, there is one scene that comes back to me again and again. Harriet Tubman was leading her first group of enslaved people, most of them family members, out of slavery and into freedom in the North. It's understood that Harriet had a deep spiritual life. She was almost a mystic in the way that she prayed and experienced conversation with God. There were times when she would almost fall into a trance. And out of those prayers at times, she had a sense of what direction the people needed to go in order to reach freedom. And so there's a scene in the movie where they are escaping through the woods and they begin to hear the dogs barking and the horses running behind them. And Harriet falls on her knees and begins to sway and pray. And then she stands up and says, "We need to go this way. This is the way God wants us to go." So they reach the banks of a river that is wide and deep and flowing fast. And none of the people with her can swim. Harriet herself can't swim, but she says, "This is the way God is leading us to freedom. We're going to go this way." And some of her family members rebel and they start to walk away, and so she just starts walking. She steps into the river and starts walking. And you see the waters rise and rise and rise until the waters are finally up to her chin. And she is praying in desperation to God for deliverance. "God, I trust you. I know this is your way. God, help me. God, be with me." And as only Hollywood can do in these sorts of movies, the music swells and her prayers continue. And she takes one more step and the waters begin to recede down her body. And you know that she's made it past the deepest point. The scene takes place at night, and the skies are foggy, and it's misty, and you can't see what's in front of Harriet Tubman. She doesn't really know what is ahead, but she steps out into those waters in faith because she believes God is leading them down that path. I thought about that scene again as I read this story from the book of Joshua. And I thought about these guys. As I was sharing with the children, these are four of the priests, four Levites from the tribes of Israel. And I want to invite you this morning to put yourself in their shoes, maybe the one on the furthest left, to put yourself in his shoes. Let me tell you a little bit of his story. The people of Israel, as you probably know, had been enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. And then God raised up Moses as a leader of the people to lead them out of slavery to freedom. They crossed through the Red Sea, that wonderful miracle when God parted the waters of the Red Sea to lead them out of slavery and into the wilderness, the journey to the Promised Land. They make that journey to the Promised Land. They get on the border of the Promised Land and decide to send 12 spies, one from each of the tribes of Israel, over into the Promised Land to see what it was like, to see if they could conquer it. And the spies come back and they say, "There is no way. The people are huge. The cities are fortified. They have armies. We can't occupy this land." Except for two people. Two of the spies come back and say, "Yes, we can, because God is with us." Those two were Joshua and Caleb. They believed in God's promises. They had faith that their God could deliver them and fulfill God's promises to bring them into this land. But the people believed the other 10, and because of their fear, because of their failure to trust in God, the Israelites had to wander in the wilderness for another 40 years. God knew that they weren't ready yet. And so now in our story today, their 40 years of wandering are over. Moses has passed away, and now Joshua is the leader of the people. And he has been told by God that on the next day, Israel will cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And once again, they find themselves on the other side of a river. And it is at its highest because it overflows at harvest time. The waters are flowing fast. It is wide and deep. And yet God has said, "I will be with you to cross over." God gave Joshua the instructions, "Tell the priests to carry the Ark of the Covenant," this artifact that they believed contained, not completely contained, but held in some miraculous way the presence of God, to take that before all of the people into the river. But here's the thing. God says that the river's waters will not part until the soles of the feet of the priests are on the riverbed. So these priests, on the cover of our bulletin, had to step into the waters as they were deep and rushing. And all of them had to make their way to the middle of the river before the waters parted. Imagine the courage and the faith it took to take those steps and realizing the water's still rushing, and to trust that God would fulfill God's promises. As I think about this story and this moment in this journey of the Israelites, I recognize some familiar themes. You know, a couple of months ago, I don't know about you, but I felt like we were sort of entering the promised land. We'd gotten to a point where we could come to worship without masks, without RSVPs. We were beginning to have dinner parties and social gatherings, and it felt like we were finally emerging from this year and a half of quarantine and pandemic, just on the edge of the promised land. And then lo and behold, this virus adapts and takes us back a step. And a couple of weeks ago, I felt like the wind had been taken out of my sails, and all of us on the staff were wrestling with, okay, we've got to rethink our plans for the fall, and schools were scrambling, and hospitals are scrambling. And I imagine the Israelites feeling like we're back in the wilderness. We don't know how long this journey in the wilderness is going to take. We're not yet in the promised land. So I identify with the Israelites in this story. And here they are on the edge of the promised land, and God has said, I will make a way for you. I am making a way for you. Will you trust me? God says. And so as the people of God, we're invited to step out in faith, to be willing to put our feet in the waters, though we don't know what the future holds, though we don't know what the promised land looks like, though we don't know how long it will take. What we do know is that God is with us and God goes before us. And that is enough. It wasn't enough for the Israelites the first time around. They saw all that was in the, they're too big, too many armies, we can't do that. They trusted in their own strength and abilities. And so they had to continue wandering and wandering until their trust and faith in God was at a point where they were ready. So the question for us is, are we at a place where we really trust God to lead us into God's future? Though we can't see it, though we don't know exactly what the church is going to look like as we finally emerge from this time of pandemic, though we don't know what new needs are going to arise in our city, are we willing to step out in faith and trust that God goes with us? I was thinking about some conversations we've had on the staff. I shared with you a few weeks ago that during these weeks and months, we've been having more and more of our neighbors who are unhoused and struggling with mental illness coming to the church and asking for help. And it is in some ways overwhelming, and we don't know exactly what we're supposed to do. And yet there is something emerging that God is doing among us. Pastor Stacy and some others are having conversations about maybe we need a little hospitality area in the lower level of our building where people can come and get a cool drink of water and a snack and rest for a bit and have some resources available. We're not ready to start that yet, certainly not right now with the virus in its state. But that's a step into the waters. Who knows where God might lead that kind of ministry? But I'm grateful that we have people in our congregation who are willing to step out in faith, even before seeing the full vision, because they believe God is with us and God will make a way for us to share and be good neighbors and share Christ's love. Maybe you have a situation in your own life, a new school, a new job, a lot of uncertainty in your future. And you don't know if you've got the courage to step out and take the next right step. Hear the words of Joshua this morning. Take the ark and put it out before the people. And keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on the covenant. And take the next step. And trust that God will handle the rest. Thanks be to God. Amen.
One of the ways that we know the steps to take is by reminding ourselves of our beliefs. Stand, please stand in body or in spirit. Turn to page 883 and proclaim with me the statement of faith of the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, and life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we come to a time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayer requests. If you'd like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout the week, please fill out the gray card in the pew rack in front of you and put it in the offering boxes in the narthex and in the Reed Hall. And if you're online with us, please click Contact Us on our website, and we can pray for you throughout the week. Our hearts celebrate at the birth of Vivian Cash McWhirter, born August the 5th to Noel and Russell McWhirter. She is also welcomed by her big brother, Jack, and grandparents, Laura and Peter Striantz, and Aunt Antebelle Striantz. Annabelle Striantz. And our deepest sympathy and hearts are with Ricky Knuckles and his family, who are mourning the death of his mother, Janie Knuckles, who passed away on August the 7th in Maryville, Tennessee. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come to you this morning like the Israelites, who are waiting and wondering which way to go. Like them, we believe you are with us, and that through your presence and directions, we will know the way to go. Many of us have been awakened to your direction. This year, more than ever, we are aware of the injustices around us. Sometimes we want to go back to camp and sleep and pretend that we didn't see. O God of the Israelites, we pray that you will not let us go back to sleep. Give us the courage and strength to join movements of equality and justice. Give us the tenacity and energy to care for your creation. Give us compassion for the grief, uncertainty, and challenges of this global pandemic within our own lives and the lives of others. We pray, O Lord, that we might follow your lead and continue to be your hands and feet, so that those in need of love, clothing, hope, shelter, peace, and food might have enough. We pray this in faith and pray the prayer Jesus taught us: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, we recognize that everyone's in a different financial situation. So that we might continue to offer our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to give as you are able and feel led. For those of you who are worshiping online, you're welcome to give via the options listed on the screen or the chat. For those of you here in person, there are offering boxes in the narthex in the back of the sanctuary where you can leave your offering after the service. Let us offer our gifts and tithes and our hearts to God who loves us unconditionally.
friends, no matter what river it is where we stand, whether it is a trial, a new experience, whether we feel anxious or ready, God goes before us. God is with us. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And God will never, ever forsake us. So with that knowledge, go in faith and courage and peace. Amen.